You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God commands us to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. Learn more about this truth in week 5 of Enact.
We will read from the book of Acts. We will start from chapter 2, from the verses 8 to 11. May I request everybody to please stand on our feet as we give reverence to the word of God. Verse 8. And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea of Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. Type mo nalangin, Father, thank you that you have gathered us here today. With confidence, we can approach your presence. Lord Jesus, it's only by your blood, the shed blood on the cross, that we are forgiven of our sins. Thank you that you rose again from the dead on the third day. So a promise is given to us that there is life, God. Holy Spirit, we ask that you will help us understand your word. Lord, move in our hearts. Open our spiritual eyes and ears that we may know your will. Change us from the inside out so we can serve you better and change the world as you use us. In Jesus' name we pray and everybody say, Amen. Amen. Tayo po'y magsiupo. Nais ko po sanang maging open sa inyong lahat. And I would like to share a little bit of testimony. Alam niyo po, sa umagang ito, nakatayo po ako sa inyo, dito sa harapan ninyo, and I would say I'm only here only by the grace of God. Tayo po'y nabubuhay only by the grace of God. Amen po? There was a time in my life that I was not like this. Meron pong season sa buhay ko na hindi po ako makalakad ng diretso. That the only way I could move is to crawl on all fours. Kapag ako po'y kumakain talagang, I make a mess of myself. Hindi ko humakontrol yung kamay ko pag kumakain po ako kung saan napupunta yung pagkain. Someone has to take care of me. They have to change my clothes. They have to give me a bath. But praise be to God, by His grace, I'm standing before you well and fine by the grace of God. Meron po man nakakaalam sa inyo nung condition na pinagdaanan ko? Meron po bang doktor dito? Ang condition po na yon ay tinatawag na infancy. Patawarin niyo po ako at joke lang po yung sinabi ko kanina. May katotohanan po that there was a season in my life that I was a baby. Kahit na anong kain ang ginagawa, kung saan pumupunta. Someone has to give me a bath. But I have grown. Lahat po tayo dito dumaan sa pagka-baby. Amen? Meron ba dito hindi dumaan sa pagka-baby? Taas ang kamay. Salamat at walang nagtaas ng kamay. Kapagat baka ikaw ang nawawalang si ganda at si malakas at si maganda, no? Lumabas lang sa buho na nabiyak. Bakit ko po kayo niloko? Nag-joke. Bakit po? Gusto ko lang pong gamitin itong larawan. Na in the book of Acts, the church was a baby. It was the birthing of the church. And as you can see, a baby has all the needed parts. Tama po ba? Ang baby po pag pinanganak, meron ng legs, meron ng arms, meron ng ulo, meron ng body. May paa, may tuhod, may balikat, ulo. Amen. At kumpleto na po ang baby. And so today, the church, hindi ho na tinubuan ng panibagong kamay o paa. Ngayon, yung mga nagtataka po sa inyo, di po ba, Pastor, ang baby walang buhok? Patutunayan ko po sa inyo na hindi kailangan ang buhok para mabuhay. Hindi po. Pastor, paano yung ngipin? Wala namang ngipin ng baby. Tanungin niyo yung mga lolo at lola niyo, hindi ho kailangan ang ngipin. On a serious note, ang church po kompleto na. Nung isinilang po sa book of Acts ang church, nandyan na po ang kanyang purpose, ang kanyang calling, at ang kanyang mission field. Kayo po ba'y naniniwala? Somebody say amen. And so, as we look at the book of Acts, makikita natin na bagamat baby ang church noon, we can take that snapshot picture and realize that the baby is now a grown-up church. The question is, are we still doing what we're supposed to do? Do we still have the same calling and mission and purpose that the Lord has given us? Are we doing? Are we obeying the will of God? Now, a quick review of our series. Nung pong week one, we talked about the church. There is a global church. Okay? It's capital C. And yet, that capital C church, the universal church, is composed of local churches like us. Ikaw ang simbahan, kapatid. Tingnan mo nga yung kapatid, kalapit mo. Mukha bang kapilya? Mukhang cathedral? Anong itsura? And the church, whether we like it or not, is a community of people who value relationship. Let me prove that a little bit. Alam niyo po na ang Panginoong Diyos natin ay Trinity. And there is community in the Trinity. There is relationship between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Even before we were created, bago po nilalang ang buong mundo, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit had already existed and love is already there. And when the Bible says, I will make you in my image, in our image, we will create you. Sino pong kausap pala ni Lord nung sinabi niya sa Genesis? Let us make man in our image. May kausap po siya. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit speaking. Hindi ho anghel ang kausap ng Diyos when He was creating us. Because the angel says no capacity to create, only God. Let us make man, including woman, in our image. And so when we are created in our image, we were created as well for relationship. We are a community. The church is a community. Amen? Whether you like it or not, you're stuck with the person you're sitting beside with. Tayo po ay may tawag na magsama-sama. We are called together. Tingnan mo nga yung kalapit mo. Tingnan mo lang. Sabihin mo, tinatanggap kita, kapatid. Sumagot ka, sabi mo, so help me God. Mabuti na lang po't binabago tayo ng Panginoong Diyos. Amen? But someday, I firmly believe that we will know the full meaning of community when we see God face to face. Hindi pa po natin nare-realize ngayon. On the second week, we talked about this community is not just enjoying relationship within itself, but that love and compassion has to be shared to those who do not know the Lord Jesus yet. And that's why we talked about compassion. Yung pong pagmamahalan natin sa loob ng simbahan, nararamdaman ng ibang tao na hindi pa nakakilala sa Diyos. On the third week and fourth week, last week po yon, we talked about the campus. Why do we need to be in the campus? Because we believe we are called to reach and train the next generation of disciples and leaders. We believe that if we change the campus today, we will change the world eventually. Amen? And so today we start the two-week part on nation. Nation. Not only has God called us for the next generation, He has called us to fulfill the Great Commission. And that means going out of our comfort place here and going to the nations. Mga kapatid, pag po ba nawala ang Victory Metro East, mararamdaman ba ng mall na nawala tayo? Pag po ba nawala ang Victory Philippines, for some reason, bigla na lang nawala, mararamdaman kaya ng bansa natin na may nagkulang? Ito na lang, mas malapit sa buhay natin. Pag po nawala ka sa barangay nyo, mamimiss ka ba ng kapitbahay nyo? Doon po natin malalaman kung tunay nga po tayong may impact sa ating komunidad. Amen? That is a question that is so healthy, we can ask it all the time. So church, compassion, campus, and nation. Let me go back to the original verse that we used to start this series. Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Napakahalaga po nitong habilin na ito ng Panginoong Jesus. Nung siya po ay mga huling oras niya sa mundo natin, siya po ay paakyat sa presensya ng Ama, He left this as a huling habilin to His disciples. Napakahalaga ng huling habilin. Amen po ba? And this is, it serves not only as an outline for our series, but an outline for the whole book of Acts. Kapag po ginamit some of the theologians, consider that the table of content for the book of Acts. Na kung saan ang pagkilos ng banal na espiritu sa buhay ng mga Kristiyano nagsimula sa Jerusalem, lumawak sa Judea, sa Samaria, and they even touch many nations of the world. In other words, the mission of the church is in the context of the whole world. We plant churches, we do campus ministry, we reach the next generation, we do compassion work in the context of the world. And while we are serving the church, serving one another in the city, hindi lang po dito ang tawag ng Panginoon sa atin. We're also called to touch the lives of other people in other nations. Somebody say amen. Here are the three truths in Acts 1:8, our source, our purpose, and our mission field. According to Acts 1:8, our source is none other than the Holy Spirit. Our source of power, our source of changed life comes from the Holy Spirit. Our purpose is to be a witness for Christ. Tayo po ang saksi ng Panginoon. We give the testimony about the Lord Jesus. And our mission field is the whole world, all the world. Now, yung pong verse na binasa natin sa Acts chapter 2, verses 11, 8 to 11, let me give you a bit of a background. Okay, sinabi po sa Acts 5, now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. Ano pong konteksto nito? Kung naalala niyo po yung week number 1, yung pong kabababa lang ng banal na espiritu, napuspos po yung mga disciple, all 120 of them, they started to speak in various languages. And during that time, there was an event in Jerusalem. It's called the Pentecost. And there were people, Jews, and devotees who went there to worship God. Ito po yung nangyari. Okay? Peter filled with the Holy Spirit. May kakaiba siyang tapang. May kakaiba siyang boldness. He preached to the multitudes. And guess what? 3,000 got saved in one preaching, mga kapatid. 3,000. Pero ito po yung interesting na nangyari. In verse 8, as we see it, now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men. Ang pinagtataka po nung nakakarinig sa Apostle Peter and the rest of the apostles, how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Ang kakaiba po nung araw na yon, through the power of the Holy Spirit, nagsasalita po ng ibang lengguahe ang mga apostles and disciples. Okay? And then, verse 9 to 11 is a list of people groups or tribes or the more technical term is ethnos. People group, ethnic groups. And we can go on and go through the list of names of places. Pero ang counterpart po niyan sa atin parang ganito. If you'll translate that in our context today. There were people who were Koreans, Americans, Germans. Okay? Ginagamit ko lang pong analogy in that place. And the disciples, by the power of the Holy Spirit, was speaking in various languages. Jews and proselytes. Ang proselytes po are converts to Judaism. Hindi sila pinanganak na Israelita, pero nag-convert po sila sa Judaism. And the last line says, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. How could that happen? Only by the power of the Holy Spirit. These are signs that the plan of God is to preach, have the gospel preached into all nations. Anumang kultura mo, anumang lengguahe mo, you will understand the gospel. And God's plan is to accomplish this through the church. Tingnan mo uli yung kapatid mo, kapatid. Gagamitin ka ni Lord. Sabihin mo, gagamitin ka ni Lord. Sagutin mo, maging sino ka man. It doesn't matter what your educational background was. Kung probinsyano kang tulad ko, it doesn't matter kung magaling ka sa mayamang pamilya o hindi, gagamitin ka ni Lord, kapatid. In so many ways, some of which are those three words there. God will use you to pray for nations, be a channel of blessings through giving, and some of us will be going and we will be stepping on those lands to share the gospel. Amen? Somebody say amen. Amen. God's ultimate purpose is to make disciples of all nations. Let me share a little bit of history, a little bit of every nation history. And I know you've been hearing this past few weeks, pero masarap pong balikan ang history ng every nation. In 1984, dumating po sina Pastor Steve and some missionaries. What's their stake in the Philippines? Nakakagulo dito, martial law. And yet they came here because they know that God has called them to reach the next generation of leaders here in the Philippines. And it's common to hear Pastor Steve and those missionaries saying, every believer, when you're a believer in Christ, you need two things. Number one, a Bible. Number two, a passport. Yung mga estudyante na walang kamuang-muang sa buhay, ang goal lang nila maipasa yung mga exams. Ang goal lang nila pagka-share yung kakarampot na allowance. Sinasabihan, kailangan may passport ka. Bakit? Because you're not called just to be a student. Someday you will be stepping and be a blessing to the nations. Amen? Early on in our history, the nations has been imprinted in our hearts. Pinalad po ako na to be able to go to our Yubel Church in 1990. Doon po ako lumalim sa Panginoon. And the moment you step out of the stairs, tama po ba, meron dong gigantic map of the world. Nung una, nagtataka po ako, pero eventually, I understood why students would pass by that map, lay their hands on nations, and pray for the nations. As early as then, even while we were students, we were already given this burden for nations. Unfortunately, in our nation, while we understood, we know that the church is called to reach nations, why is it that we're not seeing it happening right now? Why isn't everyone involved? Bakit po ganun? Let me show some bit of statistics. There are still 7,000 unreached people groups. These are tribes, ethnic groups, okay? They speak various languages and they have various cultures. And in the Philippines alone, there are more than 50,000 churches. If you do the simple math, i-divide nyo po yan, okay? Pwede hong, by teamwork, 7 churches, Filipino churches, can adopt one unreached nation. But why is it that many of those nations still has not heard the name of Jesus, doesn't have the Bible in their hands, and they don't know the salvation that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ? Why isn't everyone involved? The answer is that there are still mindsets that we need to overcome as a church. Meron pa po tayo mga pag-iisip, paniniwala na kailangang mabali. To help us understand this mindset change, tignan po natin yung isang chapter sa Book of Acts. Acts chapter 10. Ito po yung ehemplo na kung saan nagkaroon ng pagbabago, mindset change in the mind of Peter, the Apostle Peter. Since Acts chapter 1 verse 8 up to Acts chapter 10, alam nyo, kahit sinabi na ng Panginoong Jesus that I'm called you to reach all nations, yung mga Jewish apostles and disciples, hindi pa nagsisink in. Narinig lang nila pero hindi pa nila talaga nare-realize. And so they kept reaching Israelites. Okay? But then, here's this God-fearer by the name of Cornelius, and he's not a Jew, he's not an Israelite, he's considered unclean. Kinausap siya ng Panginoong Jesus. Sinabihan siya na merong lalaki, ang pangalan Peter, pasundo mo. Pasundo mo siya. At the same time, si Pedro naman po, ay nandun sa rooftop, sa balkonahe, nagpapahinga, na naginip. Meron daw binabang kumot na may mga unclean animals. Alam niyo, mga Jew, maingat yan sa unclean animals. They don't eat unclean animals. Ang sinabi po ng Panginoon, kumatay ka anak. Sabi po ni Peter, hindi ako kakatay, hindi ako kakain ng unclean. But the Lord said, do not consider unclean those whom I have considered clean. And that is to say, yung kinukonsider nila ng mga non-Jew, mga Gentil, tulad natin, the Lord is saying they are clean by the blood of Jesus. And so at that very moment, dumating po yung pinadala ni Cornelius, sinundo po si Peter. And in Acts chapter 10, as we would see in the verse, narito po si Peter and he was speaking to them. And he opened his mouth and said, truly, I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, say every nation, anyone who fears Him and does what is right is acceptable to Him. Katanggap-tanggap po sa Panginoon, whether you're Jew, Greek, or Gentile. In verse 43, to him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him, in the Lord Jesus, receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Ito po yung mahiwagang nangyari. While Peter was still saying these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised, these are the Jews who were with Peter, were amazed. Dahil nung bumaba po, nakasihan po ng banal ng Espiritu yung mga non-Jew, nakita po nila that they started to speak in tongues. Talagang, they couldn't deny it because the gift of the Holy Spirit has poured out even to the Gentiles. And at that very moment, Peter's mindset was broken. Hindi pala exclusive ang Christianity to the Israelites, but it's for every nation of the world. Mga kapatid, ang malungkot pong kalagayan ng simbahan is that we still have mindsets today that stops us from fulfilling our mission from God. Let me go straight to the first one. There is a lot of work to be done in the Philippines. This is one mindset. Pag po may kausap tayong Kristiyano and we tell them about missions, they say, bakit ka pa lalabas? Eh, ang dami-daming mga Pilipino na kailangan pang makarinig ng salita ng Diyos. Have you ever heard that? Nung po ako yung nagpe-prepare for Korea and when we went to a 10 days mission sa Bangladesh and Burma, Lagi ko pong naririnig yan when I was looking for possible partners to support me in the mission. Sasabihin po nila, I don't want to support you. Kung sa Pilipinas ka, I will support you. Ba't ka palalabas? Napakaraming tao ang kailangan maligtas na Pilipino. Tama po ba mga kapatid? Totoo naman po yun. Amen? But let me give you a biblical answer to that mindset. It's Matthew 28. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And truly, I am with you to the very ends of the age. Acts 1:8, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the world. Yun po ang tawag ng Panginoon sa atin. Not just to stay in our comfort zone, but to go out to nations where people has not heard the name of the Lord Jesus. In 1986, meron po akong larawan dito. These were the students who have become professionals. Gumraduate na po sila, and they're working. And as early as that in our history, as a spiritual community, as a spiritual church, they understood the importance of mission. And so they took a pledge. Whatever you can give, let's get everything. Nakabuo po sila ng $200. $200. And they were barely 250 people. Three churches all over the Philippines. $250. And they were able to send it to 8 missionaries. Imagine ninyo, no? Sa panahon natin ngayon, kulang pa yung pambayad ng LBC o ng Western Union sa transfer. But they were determined. Whatever they have, they will invest it to the nations. Today, by the grace of God, this is what has happened in the last 29 years. Today, we have churches in all these nations, all 44 nations. We're supporting missionaries in all those 44 nations. Amen? Give the Lord a big, big hand. Because we obeyed and we did not question the economics of sowing into the nations, by the grace of God, we have literally sown millions into these nations. Mga kapatid, the Philippines has a special calling from the Lord. Do you say amen? Ang mga Pilipino po, may mahalagang tawag sa Panginoon. Let me prove that to you. Sa missiology po, okay, sa pag-aaral ng missions, meron pong tinatawag na 1040 window. Some of you may have heard this. The 1040 window is a place in the map. Merong 10 degree latitude and 40 degree latitude, and it forms a window. Okay, napaka-importante po niyan pagdating po sa missions. Bakit po? Sapagkat in the 1040 window, and by the way, before I continue, nakikita niyo po ba yung Pilipinas sa 1040 window? Para po tayong doorway nation. Hindi ho aksidente that hundreds of years ago, the Europeans came here to colonize us and they brought Christianity. At least we have the basic understanding of Christianity. Because God has a long-term plan to use every Filipino, you and I, as a channel of blessing to the nations. So 1040 window po, most people have never heard the name of Jesus Christ. They've never seen a Bible. They have no access to a local church. This 1040 window is the birthing place of Buddhism, Islam, and Hinduism. The top 50 least evangelized megacities are in the 1040 window. 90% of the world's unreached people group are in the 1040 window. 90%. 47 out of 68 nations are in Asia. The rest are in Africa. And by the grace of God, every nation are in 34 nations as of date. And it's gonna increase. This year and next year, we're releasing 4 more churches, all Filipino missionaries. They've just graduated and we're gonna launch them in the next coming months. Praise God. There's a sad news and a good news. The sad news is, of all the missionary workforce in the world, only 3% are dedicated to the 1040 window. But by the grace of God, since we're part of the 1040 window and we know our calling, 95% of all our missionaries are in there. Give the Lord praise for that. Amen? These are the top 10 restricted nations in the world. If you go there, chances are you put your life at a great risk by coming there as missionaries. Very, very dangerous place. And we have missionaries in 4 of the nations in that place. In fact, these are the fruits of the work of our Filipino missionaries in those places. These are pictures of actual people who are now leaders, pastors, who serve in that nation, those nations. The seriousness of the work is there, but we have Filipinos and missionaries who are laying down their lives to answer the call. Why go to those nations if there are a lot of work in the Philippines? In the past 29 years, the Lord is so gracious to bless us with the following. From 3 Victory churches and a total membership of 250 at best Sundays. Today, we have 155 long-term missionaries in over 30 nations. We're not just sending anyone. We're sending our best leaders, our finances to these nations. God has blessed us in return. Today, we have over 65 churches outside Metro Manila, 15 congregations in Metro Manila alone. We have more than 10,000 Victory Group leaders. Can I hear an amen from the Victory Group leaders? And while we don't boast of numbers, as of date, we have 120,000 worshipers every week. Amen? God is good. Amen? Let's give the Lord praise. Very quickly, I just want to share to you the second and last reason, the second mindset that needs to be broken. This is the mindset that we'd always ask, will other people really believe? Will other people really believe? Let me just answer that question with a story. This is a man from Nepal. Here's what happened. He didn't want to believe in Christ Jesus. Ang sinabi po nung missionary natin, sabi po nung brother natin, alam mo, if you don't believe in Christ, challenge him. Test him. Pinasubo pa pangalan ni Lord, ano? And so, after 3 days, he tested the Lord. Sabi niya, Jesus, kung totoo ka, of course, in his native tongue, kung totoo ka, okay, show me a sign. Hinintay niya, walang sign. Habang naghihintay, may dictionary. Pinulot niya yung dictionary. Randomly, nakapikit, binuksan niya. He ended up in the letter J, and the first word that he saw is the name Jesus. The word Jesus. Eh, aksidente lang yun. Random lang yun. A few days later, one government institution, nakapila siya, he knows he'll be waiting for 3 hours. Sabi niya, inip na siya. Jesus, kung totoo ka, find the way para malagpasan ko tong 3 hours na pila. 30 seconds later, may lumabas po na official, administrative officer. Sabi sa kanya, come here, it's your turn. Kayo naman, ano? Naisip ko na yung mga plano ninyo sa buhay. Gagamitin niyo yun, ano? May binibuild na character si Lord sa inyo, mga kapatid. Kaya tayo pinapapila ng mahaba sa traffic. Yung patience, yung self-control, yung fruit of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Ito, inispoil lang ni Lord para maborn again. Nakonect po siya sa ating missionary. In fact, he was so radical in sharing the gospel to his friends. He's now leading his own group. He got baptized last November and now he's a leader in our church. And it's a matter of time, he'll be coming here in Manila and enrolling in our School of World Missions. Amen? Ganun po ang ginagawa ng Panginoon sa ating bayan, mga kapatid. So to the second mindset, the question, will other people believe? We say yes, say yes. We believe because in Romans 1:16 it says, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. First for the Jew, then for the Greeks. Why? Because the gospel, the good news, when you talk about it, it's not your power that is coming out of your lips. It is the power of God to change lives. It will not be you who will be converting people or changing their hearts. It will be the Holy Spirit speaking to them. That's why we believe that people will accept Jesus when we go to nations. Amen? We believe it so much that every nation has plotted the church plant in the next coming years. Let me show you this. We'll look at a video and then we'll end with a word of prayer. In 2013, we have plotted that out. Every year, we will be starting every nation churches in 3 every nation churches in this nation up until 2020. Pagdating po dun, and then we think of other nations that we have not reached yet. We're done with 2015 and some of you will have a significant part in these nations. Tingnan mo yung kalapit mo. Sige na, tingnan mo. Mukha bang missionary? Kapatid, mga Pilipino, ang tinatawag apostolic faces. Kahit saan mo itapon, mabubuhay, pakainin mo lang ng kanin. Huwag mo lang gutumin. Papanoorin mo lang ng aldab. Magsusurvive na yan. Tama po ba, mga kapatid? We're the most flexible people on earth. And God has made us for a reason. Amen? Ultimately, the purpose of God is to make disciples of all nations. Tayo po'y manalangin. Panginoon, maraming salamat po. And that's because we have experienced your unconditional love. That your love has started to change us. That we're not thinking of ourselves anymore. But we're thinking of those who have yet to hear the name of Jesus. And know the salvation that comes by faith in the finished work of Christ. Lord, sino po kami na minahal nyo ng lubos-lubos? Panalangin po namin, Panginoon, na kami po sa pamamagitan ng pasasalamat namin sa inyong kabutihan ay maging bahagi ng inyong ginagawa sa lahat ng bayan sa buong mundo. Lord, lahat po kami tinawag ninyo with a specific role to play in the Great Commission. And here we are, Lord. We're volunteering ourselves in obedience as a response to your love, to your goodness in our lives. If you're asking the Lord, Lord, here I am. I don't know what you've called me to do, whether it's giving, praying, or going, or all of the three. Just raise your hands to God. If you're just saying, Lord, narito po ako. I'm just ready. I'm volunteering, God. Could you just say that to the Lord in your own voice? Lord, here we are. Tell us what to do. Use what we have, whatever is in our hands. Maybe it's time, maybe it's talent, maybe it's finances, maybe it's business, maybe it's our car, whatever it is. Maybe it's our whole selves going, investing in those nations. Sow us, Lord God. Lord, maraming salamat po. And I pray for those who raise up their hands this morning. Narinig niyo po ang aming mga panalangin. And you're a God who answers prayers. Our request is that make us the answers to our prayers, God. This is our prayer, and we just want to give you all the glory and honor and praise. Salamat po, Panginoon. Salamat po, Diyos Ama. Sa pangalan ni Jesus at lahat ay nagsasabi ng Amen.